6. He's finally been able to get that car back around the course and to pit road. We'll follow up there in just a moment. But first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Motor Racing Network is live in Grant Park in Chicago, Illinois, right on the shores of Lake Michigan for the NASCAR Xfinity Series Loop 110. My name is Alex Hayden. Alongside is Mike Bagley. Out in the corners for us today, we've got Dave Moody, Kurt Becker, and Tim Catalfamo, Steve Post, and Chris Wilner up and down the pit lane.
Jack Perkins has put us under the first caution flag of the afternoon. The car is on the pit lane in front of Steve Post.
Yeah, Jack Perkins brings a car down here, and air is really wadded up at the back end of it. The back end is all crunched in, specifically the left rear of the car, and just a lot of damage. They've actually got it just so they've got clearance, and he's able to fire off, but they're going to have to bring this car down at least another time. Right now they're assessing what the suspension damage is as well, but they've at least got the tires cleared from the fender and the bodywork of that race car.
Jack Perkins making his NASCAR debut today, and he's doing it with Joe Gibbs Racing. Not the start he wanted. He did have a little bit of help getting turned around going into turn six. He's made over 150 starts in the Australian V8 Supercar Series. As a matter of fact, he won the 2015 Gold Coast 600. He's a third-generation racer, and his father, Larry, won the Bathurst 1,000 six different times.
We continue to work caution. Lap six is on the board. Shane Van Gisbergen continues to be the man.
From legendary races to heart-pounding finishes, NASCAR Channel is your 24/7 pit stop for all things NASCAR. Streaming classic moments, iconic rivalries, and behind-the-scenes stories from the world's greatest drivers. Dive into the NASCAR culture with shows about the cars, the teams, and the personalities that make it America's most exciting motorsport. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Start streaming now on Tubi.
NASCAR history.
Petty wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Told by the people who made that history.
President Reagan was there. He got us on the front page, and we got him in the sports page. It was a good trade-off from that standpoint.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcast The Road to Royalty. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, 50 Years of MRN, The 1993 Season, Junior's Journey, and more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
We're back in Chicago under the caution flag for the first time. And could there be a problem for race leader Shane Van Gisbergen? We'll update you in a moment from the NASCAR Chicago Street Race. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Back in Chicago, we continue to work caution flag number one. Is there a problem for race leader Shane Van Gisbergen and Chris Wilner?
Mike, there is a problem developing, yes, indeed, for race leader Shane Van Gisbergen. Came over the radio once the caution came out and said, when I'm full throttle, the motor is starting to bind up. To the response of his crew chief, Corey Chase, telling him, we don't have much option. You're going to have to drive it until the motor really starts to lay over and it's undrivable, because that means we have to change a carburetor and basically race is over. So for Shane Van Gisbergen, who now understands his assignment, it's to drive the wheels wheels off of it, but keep in mind that the motor may be lacking a little bit of drive on the straightaways here at the Chicago Street Course. So a problem developing for SVG, currently leading this race. We'll see if it gets any worse over the last or the, over the next several laps here.
Problem also for William Sawalich. He got out of his race car. The car's got a lot of smoke coming out of it, and Mike, I think, has just gotten back in the car. Looks like he's going to try to put the steering wheel back, attach it, and refire this car and try to get it back around. Not sure what the problem is right now for William Sawalich, who got into the wall in the opening couple of laps.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? You got Jack Perkins back into the wall in turn six. Problems for the race leader. William Sawalich getting out of the car, and he's going opposite way. So William Sawalich is having a handful as well. A lot of things are breaking loose, and we're not even double digits into this race today.
Now, with this caution flag, it is good news for Ryan Sieg, who really got into the wall. He was dead last and 38th, one lap down. He is the beneficiary of the free pass. Now, that has huge implications. Yeah, including today, there's still nine races before the playoffs start. But Ryan Sieg was tied with Sheldon Creed for the last playoff spot at the start of today's race. And a big problem early on, he is having to play defense now and go on the attack to go play offense now after the problem early on. So he is one driver now in Ryan Sieg that has to do whatever he can to try to climb the leaderboard and not give up too much points throughout the running of this race.
Field is about to get the one-to-go signal on the backside of the course. They will also choose their restart position. So let's update you where your favorite driver is before they get to that process. Shane Van Gisbergen leads. Sheldon Creed second. Austin Hill third. Justin Allgaier fourth. And Sam Mayer fifth. Nick Sanchez is sixth. Seventh is Sammy Smith. Jesse Love is eighth. Brandon Jones is ninth. And Carson Quapple is tenth.
Preston Pardis is 11th. 12th is Connor Mozak. 13th is Alex LeBay. Harrison Burton goes 14th. 15th is Austin Green. Jeremy Clements is 16th. Brennan Poole 17th. Blaine Perkins 18th. Josh Balicki 19th. And Connor Zilich up to 20th.
21st is Josh Williams. Daniel Dye is 21st. I make that 22nd. Matt DiBenedetto is 23rd. 24th is Brad Perez. Parker Retzloff is 25th. Ryan Ellis is 26th. Kaz Grala is 27th. 28th is Thomas Annunziata. 29th is Taylor Gray. Dean Thompson's 30th. 31st is Kyle Sieg. Andre Castro is 32nd with Jeb Burton 33rd. Christian Eckes is 34th. Anthony Alfredo posted 35th. Of course, William Sawalich, we just documented his struggles. He is 36th. Jack Perkins is 37th. And Ryan Sieg on the pit lane in the 38th and final position.
So as they get their way back around the race course right now and get settled in, hopefully, yeah, we just got the one to go. So we'll be coming to the green flag in just a moment.
Let's get a Goodyear tire update presented by Goodyear. Building tires for more than 125 years from the track to the street and in all conditions. Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
Four sets of Goodyear Eagles for the Xfinity Series for today's race day. They used a set in practice. They got a set on the car right now. That means they got two fresh sets of Goodyear tires laying in the pit box. We expect all teams to use them throughout the running of today's race.
Field has chosen. We are doubled up for the restart. Matter of fact, the field is coming through turn 11 and will hit the restart zone right at the apex of turn number 12. Again, Shane Van Gisbergen will bring the field back. William Sawalich has taken his car to the pit road. The crew pushing it to the garage. Green is back up. We are back at it. Shane Van Gisbergen again up to the gearbox. We'll lead the field to the green flag and launch away from the rest of them.
He's got enough response under that right foot to get away clean on the restart. Creed is second. Side by side for third. Austin Hill will slide through Diva's left on Justin Allgaier. Fifth spot belongs to Nick Sanchez in turn two.
Austin Hill and Justin Allgaier pick right up where they left off before the caution. And that is the battle for the third position. And just like before, Hill has it. Allgaier trying to take it away. But what's new is the fact that Allgaier's got to be careful of Nick Sanchez. Sanchez trying to shove the nose of his machine to the inside in turn number four. That won't work. He has to get back into line. No change for position there.
Sanchez was looking high and low on the Justin Allgaier machine. Had to fall back in line. Back through the top ten. They are all single file for the moment. SVG away by about three car lengths into turn number three. Second spot still belongs to Sheldon Creed. That's where the traffic picks up as they head up the hill.
They come down into turn number 7. They'll slam on the brakes. That right-hand turn 7 at the front of the field. Shane Van Gisbergen with the ailing engine and all for the moment keeps everybody at bay. They run their way into Congress Plaza. Turn 7, 8, and 9 headed to 10.
Here is Shane Van Gisbergen exiting out of turn number 10, holding about 2 car lengths over Sheldon Creed. Austin Hill and Justin Allgaier continue to duel for third.
Here they come out of turn number 12. Right now, they continue to stack up from second on back. Creed, Hill, Allgaier, and Sanchez. They're all knotted up there as everyone begins to twist their way back to the start-finish line. Up front, Shane Van Gisbergen pulling away even more.
Continuing to leg it out. He's got the lead up to about 5 car lengths now over Creed. Creed having to play a little bit of defense against Austin Hill. Hill, in turn, has got a trunk full of Justin Allgaier off turn 2.
Let's see what Hill can do about finish. Ending off Allgaier as they work their way onto Lakeshore Drive. Again, Hill hanging on to the third position, at least for now. Allgaier tries to move to driver's right. Doesn't have enough racetrack because they're already back to turn number 4. Got to be careful through the tight right-hander. The immediate fifth turn right-hander as well. No chance for Allgaier to make the pass.
Here they come down toward turn number 6. And if Shane Van Gisbergen's engine is laying down, I'd hate to see what would happen when it stands up because he continues to pull away. The battle continues hot and heavy for third and fourth. Austin Hill, Justin Allgaier in that fight.
While that battle has stabilized, one driver that's on the move further back, and that is Connor Zillage, had to start at the back of the pack. He is up to the 16th position now. Down the hill into 7. Oh, look out. Garrett Smithley now has a problem. He'll slide in the safer barrier, make that the Connor Mosack machine will slide down and just barely nose into the tire barrier as everybody will pass him. The leaders will do that as well as they head to Tim.
They work their way out of turn number 11, racing to turn number 12. It is still Shane Van Gisbergen, the leader.
Shane Van Gisbergen as the car of Connor Mosack still nosed into the tire barrier, trying to get the car refired and pulled back out as the leaders now pour up off of turn number 1, make their way towards turn number 2. Shane Van Gisbergen has the lead over Sheldon Creed second, Austin Hill third, Sam Mayer fourth, Nick Sanchez up to the fifth spot. Bad lap for Justin Allgaier, lost 2 spots as they head to 3.
Here they come now through turn number 3 on Lakeshore Drive, the backside of the course. It is Shane Van Gisbergen with the lead, then Creed, then Hill, keeping an eye on Justin Allgaier, trying to re-rally from the 6th position. He barrels into turn number 4, right up behind the back bumper of Nick Sanchez.
Down the hill, headed for turn 6. More problems for Jack Perkins. Last time in turn 2, something broken at already damaged rear suspension. He is dragging the tail of that car very slowly around the racetrack.
As they make their way around, keeping an eye, you're right, Dave, Jack Perkins, the left rear has been cut down rather significantly, and the tire carcass just barely hanging on as he limps around the track. Let's check out pit road with Steve Post.
William Sawalch is down here out of his race car. William, what put you out here today?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we had an electrical fire under the master switch, it looks like. One of the wires melted, so I don't know if I walked under a ladder, shattered some glass, man, I don't know. I just need to get some luck back, but it's been tough. Just got to go back to the drawing board.
I know you're wondering and focused on your own thing. What was the nature of the racing out there in the early laps? How were things here at Chicago?
It was pretty wild. Eight was being an idiot, wrecked our teammate, sucks for him. Put us 3 wide in a bad position, and I don't know. Everyone this year just lost their minds in racing, so it is what it is. On to Sonoma.
On to Sonoma. That's William Sawalich out of it here today.
Challenging day for William Sawalich, and I know that, you know, he's had a challenging year. Every weekend it looked like that perhaps maybe could be that weekend where he could make progress and all that, but it seems like for every 2 steps forward that young man makes, he gets knocked back 4.
It's a challenge, but that's part of big time racing, is you're going to have adversity. This is difficult. You're not going to just come up here and dominate every single week. And he's just learning. That's just part of the process that he has to go through. Have a pit stop. Taylor Gray, who started at the back of the field, just made a pit stop here on lap number 11. Keep in mind, we're getting closer to the end of stage number 1, which is just 4 laps away.
4 laps to go in stage number 1. And when they come to the line, it'll be 3 to go. Let's pick up the leaders on the course.
makes his way through turns 10 and into turn number 11 for the race leader, Shane Van Gisbergen.
Shane Van Gisbergen, again, running about two or three car lengths in front of Sheldon Creed. The battle, though, is further back between Nick Sanchez, Justin Allgaier, and Sammy Smith.
So they make their way back to the start-finish line, see if anybody elects to come to pit lane. It looks like the leaders are going to stay on the course. Click off lap number 12. Three to go in the opening stage to Dave Moody.
They continue to chase Shane Van Gisbergen down into turn one. Last couple of laps, I've been watching the progress of young Preston Pardis. He is an outstanding road course racer, making his way slowly but surely toward the front of the pack. Last time by me, he was 11th in the running order. We'll keep an eye on him as the race continues.
Top 10 in the running order, all beginning to work their way through turn number three across Lakeshore Drive. Shane Van Gisbergen at the front. No one stepping out of line this time. In the top 10, but Justin Allgaier is threatening. Once again, he's in sixth. He's trying to take the fifth spot away from Nick Sanchez.
It's been an up-and-down afternoon for Justin Allgaier so far. He moved forward in the first couple of laps, then lost a couple of positions a lap or two ago. Now he is all over Nick Sanchez. Locks up the right front tire under braking, trying to keep off the back bumper of the 48 Chevrolet.
Meanwhile, Steve Post, pit lane got very busy.
That road got very, very busy down here. The only one on this end was Ryan Ellis, but I would expect more to come in. Here is where we're at strategy-wise. A pit stop right now, flipping the end of stage number one. You are within four laps of making it to the end of the race. So I would suspect we might see some other takers. Some may wait until the end of stage one to make their lone pit stop. While I'm talking about this, Chris Wilner, there has been a bevy of cars in front of you.
There has, Steve. We heard Alex Hayden mention Taylor Gray was the first to kind of start this cycle. They waited on fuel to make sure that Toyota was packed full, being on that cut line on the fuel window. Also coming in a lap later, Brandon Jones. Boy, they're battling radio issues. Well, really, the lack of a radio. The team or the driver cannot hear each other on the first part of this race. They had Brandon Jones pit by virtue of a sign made of duct tape that the crew had to hold over the pit wall. He came down pit road. They topped it off full of fuel and also changed to a backup radio. We'll see if that works. Also in to flip the stage was Jesse Love and Daniel Dye, all now packing it full of fuel, hopefully to be this the final pit stop of the race.
So a handful of drivers coming down the pit lane right there. Others had the option to do it, but did not. Now, with two laps to go in the stage, pit road is closed, and we'll race this stage all the way out. And right now, the lead belongs to Shane Van Gisbergen. Sheldon Creed, Alex, has done a good job hanging with him, and Austin Hill in the team photo as well. But it has been all a flex for SVG since this green flag flew.
Even if he's having an engine issue, it doesn't look like it. We got one car off course and into
the... It's the car, Fred Perez, Alex. He was coming off of Lakeshore, trying to make that right-hander on the East Roosevelt Road. The car went wide to driver's left. He impacted the tire barrier. Now he is still trying to get back underway. In fact, there he goes. He takes off now.
So Brad Perez will now refire the... Oh, caution is just now being put out there. Perez was 19th when the incident occurred over there in turn number four, and that'll put us under the caution for the second time today and effectively will end stage number one as the race leader comes to the line. We'll begin our final lap now of stage number one. Everybody must maintain pace car speed all the way back around. Shane Van Gisbergen continues to show the way.
Right now, we see Shane Van Gisbergen taking the yellow flag that will slow everything, that will bring us to the end of this stage. You know, Dave, we've been watching Shane Van Gisbergen along with everybody else. What makes him so good in front of you in turns one and six?
I wish I knew, Mike. I would sell that information at a very high price to the competition. I'll say one thing, and I think I mentioned this a year ago when he was so dominant, or 2 years ago. Virtually no one is able to gain ground between turns one and two on that very short straightaway. Nobody except for Shane Van Gisbergen. I've seen maybe 30 passes in the last 3 years on that stretch. 28 of them have belonged to him. I guess that's a specific way of saying in general that Shane Van Gisbergen just can manufacture passing zones where nobody else sees them.
It really is impressive to watch Shane Van Gisbergen work, not just around the streets of Chicago under competition, but what he did in Mexico City in the NASCAR Cup Series was just an absolute clinic as well. Some drivers might just have it. They just have that knack and just have the ability to brake enough without losing control of the car, not overbraking the cars. They know how to manage the throttle without spinning the tires off the corners, and Shane Van Gisbergen has the it factor.
Well, I remember when the first time we ran this race here and what he did that day and put that clinic on, when everybody left this road course and went back to their shops, everybody was shaking their heads and be like, what just happened? How can this guy come in and school us like this? He made us look silly. And that motivated drivers to step up their road course racing game. While they have stepped it up, the OG continues to do OG things, lead races and win races.
A lot of people had a hard time pronouncing his name. That's not the problem anymore. The name Shane Van Gisbergen is here to stay in the world of NASCAR racing, as he is behind the Toyota GR Super Pace car right now. Green and white checkered flag will go in the air, and he will win stage number one. Top 10 will be paid championship points. Shane Van Gisbergen gets the stage win. Sheldon Creed second, Austin Hill third, Sam Mayer fourth, and Nick Sanchez fifth. Justin Allgaier will finish the stage in sixth. Sammy Smith, seventh. Connor Zilich from the back of the field in 15 laps finishes the stage in the eighth spot. Carson Quapple, ninth, and Alex LeBay rounds out the top 10.
The Virginia Lottery has mega news! Whoa, Mega Millions just got more mega, more millions! Now with a chance to multiply your non-jackpot prize up to 10 times and a higher jackpot starting at $50 million, all for just $5. So go grab a ticket before this news
gets any bigger.
Oh, too late.
To learn more, visit valottery.com/mega. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. 888-532-3500.
At the Glen, the thrill isn't just on the track. It's in the heart of every fan. This August, a Full Throttle Festival comes to upstate New York. Camp under the stars, then witness the brightest stars of NASCAR battle for a crucial playoff spot. This is racing. This is the best weekend of your summer. This is the Glen. NASCAR weekend at Watkins Glen, August 8th through the 10th. Get your tickets now at theglen.com.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We welcome you back to downtown Chicago, Illinois on this Independence weekend, and hope you've had a safe and enjoyable holiday weekend to this point. Hope everybody got through last night. Still has all 10 digits.
Yes, we hope that is the case. Don't forget, tomorrow we're back for the NASCAR Cup Series, the Grant Park 165. NASCAR Live Race Day on the air at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Pit Road is open. The leader will stay out, but everybody behind him will come in. Shane Van Gisbergen stays on the racing surface. Let's cover pit stops. We start with Chris Wilner.
Well, Justin Allgaier is going to take this opportunity at the end of stage one to come down pit road. Complained of lacking straight line acceleration, so they'll make a little bit of an adjustment. Also change those four Goodyear Eagles and pack it full of Sunoco fuel. Also in is the Kaz Grala machine. Harrison Burton also getting four fresh Goodyear Eagles, as well as a couple others at the end of pit road. See post.
Austin Hill is in. The car is just a little bit tight initially, but pretty good balance left to right. He feels good in both left and right-handers, so pretty good balance on the race car. Sam Mayer is in. Connor Zilich reporting that the car is just a little bit free off from the corners. He wanted it tightened up just a little bit. Sheldon Creed running up in the top two spots, second spot. He reports his car is very comfortable over the long run. These pit stops, he into stage number one.
Sheldon Creed first off the pit lane, followed by Austin Hill, Sam Mayer. Justin Allgaier will grab a spot. He comes off pit lane fourth. And Sammy Smith will grab a spot as well. He comes off the pit lane in fifth.
A proud Chicago tradition since 1949, Garrett Popcorn Shops handcrafts delicious gourmet popcorn in small batches right in their kitchens. Their secret family recipes include the world-famous Garrett Mix, the Chicago-style sweet and savory blend of caramel crisp and cheese corn. Visit one of their shops, find them at a grocery store near you, or shop online to ship anywhere across the U.S. at GarrettPopcorn.com.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes.
Guys like me aren't supposed to do that!
Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh!
Oh, a little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at NASCAR.com/regional.
Shane Van Gisbergen stays on the racetrack. So does Jeb Burton and a couple of others. We'll reset it for you in a moment. From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Back at the Chicago Street Course, we are getting ready to go back under the green flag as everybody now cycles through. Shane Van Gisbergen did not pit. He stays out. Jeb Burton, Christian Eckes, all on the racetrack, along with Jesse Love, Josh Williams, Dan Pardes, Daniel Dye, Ryan Ellis, Thomas Annunziata. You got Anthony Alfredo all rounding out the top 10. As some folks decided to come to pit lane, others decided to stay out. An interesting set of pit strategies on display at this moment.
Yeah, there is. And one of the most interesting ones is the race leader, Shane Van Gisbergen. He's the only car that took the green flag to start today's race that has yet to make a pit stop. What's the word down there, Chris Wilner?
Alex, it was a puzzling decision that had a lot of us on pit road scratching our heads, but I went to try to find the answer with his crew chief, Corey Shea. I said, so what's the thought process? He feels like, and this is coming directly from Corey, that everybody that pitted, short pitted the stage or right there at the end of the stage has some 12 to maybe possibly as many as 15 laps of caution that they have to run in order to make it on just that one pit stop. They're going to go ahead and wait to pit to the end of, or flip the stage in stage number two, so pit right near the end of that with about two to go, and then have enough fuel not only to make the end of the race, but then have added insurance if we get a green-white checkered or multiple green-white checkered. So the calculators have been burning. There are others that feel like there's not that many caution laps they need to run. We'll see which gamble pays off, but that's the bold strategy for Corey Shea and Shane Van Gisbergen. Still dealing with that ill motor. Feels like they're lacking a little bit of straight-line speed, but like you guys have mentioned, so far able to keep that Chevy out front.
Well, okay, so we know for a fact there will be one more caution minimum. We know that because stage two will be a caution flag, and that will buy about four laps as we're getting the one to go, and the drivers are choosing what lane to restart in right now. So we know there's going to be one more caution flag. If we're going to have more than that, we don't know the answer to that. But you got to think, nobody that came to pit road already would have played that strategy if they were going to be 12 laps short. So there's a lot of interested onlookers now here in this race.
It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. Here's what lies ahead for the NASCAR Xfinity Series schedule presented by Goodyear, building tires for more than 125 years from the track to the street. And in all conditions, Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever. We're racing today in the streets of Chicago, Alex, but we're about to pack up and head west with the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
On the road course up in Wine Country at Sonoma Raceway in California. That'll be coming up on Saturday. Our friends with the Performance Racing Network will have that call. Off to Dover Motor Speedway in the first state of Delaware, and then over to the big track, the Brickyard at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Pennzoil 250. Short track racing staying in the Midwest, then on to Iowa Speedway before going back to Watkins Glen International, a fan favorite and a driver favorite, the road course in upstate New York.
Field comes through turn number 12, getting ready to go back under the green flag. Going to be 12 laps to go in stage two. And once again, SVG up to the gearbox and pulling away already.
To the surprise of no one, he gets the jump on the green flag. He'll lead into turn number one, the left-hander over Jeb Burton, who rides in second. Burton fishtails a bit coming out of the corner. That'll cost him some ground as SVG pulls away.
And on to Lakeshore Drive, Shane Van Gisbergen, nothing but open racetrack ahead of him, and he will set back to work trying to widen the race lead. Here he comes now. He makes the quick right-hand kink around turn number three. Now jumps onto the binders. He sets up for corner number four. Jeb Burton losing another couple of car lengths, but still has second. The problem for Jeb, all kinds of company at the back door.
Lots of company banging away at that back door as they come down toward turn number six. It's Van Gisbergen and Burton, one and two. Christian Eckes rides third. Jesse Love in the fourth spot. Maybe not for long. He'll take third. He wants more. He's going to go after Burton for the number two spot now.
Jesse Love's going to take a look to the inside. Coming into seven, he's got a quarter panel up alongside. Jeb Burton comes in a bit hot, trying to cross over, and he can't do it. Jesse Love will steal the spot down the hill into turn number seven. You've got Burton there. You've got Christian Eckes. You've also got Josh Williams. They all stack up from second on back.
And all those cars are now starting to lose ground to Shane Van Gisbergen, who has pulled away and driven away from Jesse Love in second. They all clear turn 11.
They do, and that'll be the big key now is what will Shane Van Gisbergen do, knowing that he's yet to make a pit stop. His car is much lighter on fuel right now than everybody else, so he should be a little bit quicker as they make their way back to turn one.
He also, Alex, doesn't have the look of somebody that's trying to save fuel. I think they're pretty confident in their strategy right now because he's long gone. 12, maybe 14 car lengths the advantage over Jesse Love. The battle is on for the third spot now. Burton and Eckes getting at it for position number three.
Christian Eckes setting to work on Jeb Burton, trying to find a way to get by him. Let's see if he can make it work before they get to turn four. The answer is no. Eckes still in the fourth spot. Got to be careful because Josh Williams is closing in as they scoot across East Roosevelt. Now make the right-hander back onto South Columbus.
Here they come, just making their way off turn number five as SVG is halfway to turn six. He powers his way through six. Jesse Love is broken away from Burton by about six car lengths. Burton by a car length over Eckes. Then one more back to Williams in fifth.
With Pardis being scored in the sixth spot, Anthony Alfredo up to seventh. Thomas Annunziata is eighth. Daniel Dye ninth. Sheldon Creed rounds out the top 10. For the moment, everybody races hard back to Congress Plaza, headed to turns 9 and 10.
So it's Shane Van Gisbergen away with the lead. He's off turn 11 right now. Second is Jesse Love. Third right now is Jeb Burton. And then behind Burton, you've got Christian Eckes, Josh Williams, Preston Pardis, and others all single file racing to 12.
Leaders coming out of turn number 12, they'll complete 20 of the 50 laps. And that'll leave 10 laps to go in this stage. Let's let you know where your favorite driver's running right now. Shane Van Gisbergen, he has led 15 of the 20 laps. Sheldon Creed's led 5. You've got Jesse Love right now posted in 2nd. Jeb Burton 3rd. Christian Eckes 4th. Josh Williams right now in 5th. 6th is Preston Partis. 7th is Anthony Alfredo. 8th is Thomas Annunziata. Sheldon Creed 9th and Austin Hill is 10th.
Daniel Dye dropkick to 11th. Brandon Jones is being scored 12th. Taylor Gray from the back of the field up to 13th. Sammy Smith is 14th. Justin Allgaier 15th. Sam Mayer 16th. Connor Zilich on the comeback trail to 17th. Ryan Ellis is 18th. Carson Quapple 19th. And Harrison Burton is 20th.
Blaine Perkins is 21st. Matt DiBenedetto is 22nd. Austin Green is 23rd. Josh Balicki is 24th. Dean Thompson is 25th. Brendan Poole posted in 26th with Alex LeBay in 27th. Jeremy Clements is 28th. Nick Sanchez 29th. And Kaz Grala is 30th.
Being scored 31st is Kyle Sieg. 32nd is Parker Retzlaff. 33rd is Andre Castro. Brad Perez is 34th. Connor Mozak is 35th, and the last car on the lead lap. In 36th, some 4 laps down after a crash early on, but continuing to drive on, is Jack Perkins. 2 cars out of the race. 37th will be William Sawalich, and 38th, and a detrimental day in the points standings for Ryan Sieg, who will finish dead last.
Yeah, that's the last thing that Ryan Sieg wanted to see. He was on that playoff bubble line coming into this race. He was tied for 12th, and with this setback out, Alex, that's going to cost him mightily as we get to the end of the regular season here in 2025.
Shane Van Gisbergen opens up a 4.5-second lead now over Jesse Love. They make their way over to Lakeshore Drive and head to turn number 3.
Here they come now, working their way through three. I should say he working his way through turn 3, because Shane Van Gisbergen has opened up by about 20 car lengths. Now, Jesse Love has the 2nd position. There's another gap of 10 car lengths back to Jeb Burton in 3rd, and another 7 car lengths back of him, Josh Williams in 4th, but they're all chasing SVG.
And Elvis has left the building in that regard. He has got a huge lead over Jesse Love. Jesse, in turn, has a pretty healthy advantage now over the 3rd place machine of Jeb Burton. Burton has got a new man in the rearview mirror. Josh Williams picked up a spot from Christian Eckes. Eckes is backsliding now. He loses 2, now 3 positions off turn 6.
Christian Eckes last came to pit road on lap number 7, so those Goodyear tires, much older and much more worn out than the competition he's racing around. He's trying to defend the spot right now. Partis is all over his back bumper, headed to turn number 9.
They swing their way out of turn number 9 into turn number 10. Christian Eckes has got Preston Partis now trying to outbreak him going into turn 11. They're wheel to wheel. Give the spot to Partis. Here comes Thomas Annunziata to the inside in 12.
Thomas Annunziata making a move to the inside, basically forearming his way under Christian Eckes. The lane left opened up. Brandon Jones there to capitalize as well. 22 laps are complete. Shane Van Gisbergen continues to lead by 6.5 seconds over Jesse Love.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. 4 tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Under the Saturday night lights at Richmond, there's no place to hide. Tight turns, tempers flaring. When the sun goes down and the sparks fly, dreams of the playoffs live or die in prime time. 3 nights, 3 races, 1 shot at the best weekend of your summer. You better not miss it. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 14th through the 16th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
Couple of changes in the top 10 while we were away. Sheldon Creed and Austin Hill have gotten around Preston Partis. Creed takes 5th. Hill takes 6th. And also Thomas Annunziata has gotten by Christian Eckes to take the 8th position. It's all Shane Van Gisbergen leading by 6.5 seconds. 23 laps complete. There are 6 laps to go in this stage next time by. From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
And we're fast.
Yeah.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
6 laps to go in stage 2 here in the Loop 110 for the NASCAR Xfinity Series. Shane Van Gisbergen continues to lead. Been a spirited battle inside of the top 5. Jesse Love has gotten second. But it's been Jeb Burton and Sheldon Creed that have really been taking each other to task in the last couple of laps or so. We expect pit stops to happen shortly. We expect, Alex, drivers to flip the end of this stage, and the caution flag is flying. A tire carcass has been spotted on the road course, and that will put us under the caution flag for the third time this afternoon.
And this has got huge implications strategically for race leader Shane Van Gisbergen and the rest of the field. We'll reset that for you in just a moment.
Here's what you missed last week on Toyota Gazoo Racing. Bubba was totally as he around the pack, managing to across the finish line to claim me in victory lane. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires to Noco Racing Field. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
Pit road remains closed for the moment, so pit stops could be happening once they open up. From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
As we welcome you back to downtown Chicago, Illinois, as we work the caution flag now for the third time for a tire carcass that came off of one of the cars that had a bout with the wall. Strategically speaking now, Mike Bagley, this is big. Shane Van Gisbergen is yet to make a pit stop. They're going to have the opportunity, perhaps, to pit when they open up under caution. That's a good thing. Bad thing is everybody else, as Steve Post and Chris Wilner already reported, who have made pit stops, needed some caution flag laps to save fuel to get to the end. So it's kind of a win for both sides on the strategy, but I think it favors more so those who've already made their pit stop.
In my opinion, this has killed the strategy of Shane Van Gisbergen because of what you just described. I have to still maintain that there had to be some sort of miscommunication somewhere when everybody else comes down the pit lane and the leader doesn't. Now, the pit road will be open this time by. We're going to be able to see how this plays out, but I just can't see how this, what happened on the racetrack with the tire carcass, helped Shane Van Gisbergen and his team at any measure.
No, they were building their lead. They had nearly a six-second lead, thinking they had a green flag pit stop on the horizon. Well, that was six extra seconds they would have in the bank to try to not lose that type of track position. But to your point now, pitting under the caution, woof, yeah. And we expect everybody else at the front of the field to stay on the track. Now, that is to be determined with pit road being open next time by. Will they elect to do that, or will they come to pit lane? We'll find out here together.
Right now, the field is on the back side of the course. They're coming through turns 10, 11, and 12. When they get back out of turn 12, that's when pit lane will be opened up, and anybody who chooses to come down for service can do exactly that. They're going over the bridge, SVG, right behind the safety car, and all eyes right now are at the entrance of pit road to find out who is coming down the pit lane, who will stay out, and how this pit strategy will take a tumble. Here they come, out of 12, SVG hits the pit road. You got Preston Partis coming down pit road. Everybody else staying out in the front 10 or 15. Christian Eckes pitting now as well. Let's cover the SVG stop.
The Junior Motorsports crew gets to work for the first time this afternoon, changing Goodyear Eagle tires and packing it full of Sunoco fuel. Crew chief Corey Shea said, "I meant to call you in the lap sooner than the caution. They got word about possible debris. Now they're going to have to race their way to the front. SVG waiting on the fuel. He's down and away." You mentioned Christian Eckes, also one of the cars earlier that pitted on lap 7, had to come back down. Taylor Gray also in for a four tire change at Sunoco Fuel. Steve Post.
Nick Sanchez brings his automobile in. Crew around to the left side of that car. Going to be four tire Sunoco Racing Fuel. Other drivers in down here include Brendan Poole bringing his car in. Ryan Ellis has his car into the attention of the crew. But right now, just a lot of those cars more working on the chassis and the handling setup than really working the strategy now for a bunch of these cars.
We'll find out how it all shakes out, because there were quite a few cars at the tail end of the field that also came to pit road. See where Shane Van Gisbergen falls in line once everything recycles.
A proud Chicago tradition since 1949, Garrett Popcorn Shops handcrafts delicious gourmet popcorn in small batches right in their kitchens. Their secret family recipes include the world-famous Garrett Mix, the Chicago-style sweet and savory blend of caramel crisp and cheese corn. Visit one of their shops, find them at a grocery store near you, or shop online to ship anywhere across the U.S. at GarrettPopcorn.com.
Welcome to more.
Green flag is in the air.
More action.
Photo finish.
More awesome. More smoke.
Go, 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 go.
More sizzle. More soar. More roar. More friends. More family. Welcome to the one place where no matter who you are, you'll leave with something you'll never forget. Welcome to NASCAR.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430
WRDN.
Chicago, they have waved off the one to go. We're going to go around at least another lap. Problem being Josh Balicki. Not so sure, Dave Moody, that the car might be on fire on the inside of the cockpit.
Well, it was a minute ago, that's for sure. Josh Balicki climbed out of the car in great haste, started waving his arms to the rescue crew, pointing in the window, and yes, they directed some fire extinguishers up underneath the dashboard. So by my count, that's the second under-dash fire of the afternoon here in Chicago.
Yeah, tough break there for Josh Balicki, who quickly vacated the car. Safety team was on the scene immediately to extinguish the flames and address that situation. But, Alex, we are setting ourselves up for we may not be going back under the green flag with this stage, because right now we've got three laps to go in the stage. We've got, obviously, the Josh Balicki car to tend to. We may be riding under caution here for the next couple of laps. There may not be time to get us restarted to get back to the green and white checkered flag.
Yeah, you're right about that, and that means an extended caution flag, which means everybody who is in fuel savings mode is going to continue to save fuel, should be good to go now to the end of the race.
So while they sort this out, let's update you on the leaderboard. Sheldon Creed takes over the lead. Jesse Love is second. Jeb Burton is third. Austin Hill fourth. Brandon Jones is fifth. Josh Williams is sixth, with Sammy Smith in seventh. Connor Zilich in eighth. Justin Allgaier in ninth. And Thomas Annunziata right now running in tenth.
Carson Quapel is 11th. Sam Mayer is 12th. Harrison Burton is 13th. And Austin Green 14th. Alex LeBay being scored 15th. Kaz Grala 16th. Kyle Sieg is 17th. Preston Partis is 18th. Shane Van Gisbergen now being scored in the 19th position. Brennan Poole is now in the 20th spot.
Nick Sanchez is 21st. Taylor Gray is 22nd. Daniel Dye is 23rd. Blaine Perkins is 24th. Dean Thompson now is 25th. Christian Eckes is 26th. Jeremy Clements is 27th. Ryan Ellis is 28th. Parker Retzlaff, 29th. And 30th is Connor Mosack.
Brad Perez is 31st. 32nd is Andre Castro. Josh Balicki being scored 33rd, but that will change as he's the reason for this caution, taking his car back to the Xfinity Series garage. So that'll continue to change the order. That'll move Anthony Alfredo to 33rd. Matt DiBenedetto to 34th. 35th, Jack Perkins. 36th, will be Josh Balicki. 37th and out of the race, William Sawalich, and 38th, Ryan Sieg.
The Balicki car has been removed from the surface. The field has gotten the one to go. When they come to the start-finish line, it'll be a two-lap shootout to the end of this stage. And, of course, all eyes will be on the driver that will restart in the 19th position, Shane Van Gisbergen. How much can he get? How many spots can he achieve as he tries to make his way back to the front after this caution flag really sent their pitch strategy into a tailspin?
And with a narrow race course, you may have to use the bumper just a bit, and we all know that that is not necessarily in his wheelhouse. He's one that typically likes to pass and race very clean. Don't touch any of the other cars out there, but that could change here if he wants to win this race. He's going to have to get aggressive.
Right now on the racetrack, the field is doubled up behind the safety car. Everybody will be elbows up to the end of this stage. They're coming through turn 10 right now. And again, it'll be 28 laps to complete when they come back to the line. A two-lap shootout to settle stage two in the loop 110.
Pace car makes its way up the hill over the railroad tracks and then will make the right-hand turn on the pit lane as they get ready to hit the restart zone, and the green flag will go in the air. Sheldon Creed is the control car, is the race leader. He's on driver's left. On the gas they go through turn 12. He slides wide and can't get the power applied to the surface. That's going to enable Jesse Love to get away with the lead.
Jesse Love didn't do anything to give him any extra room either. No contact between the two. Love with the lead. Creed to second. Jeb Burton out of the number three spot. Austin Hill to fourth. Looking for another battle for the lead as they go side by side into turn three. Jesse Love to the point.
Here comes Love, and he squeezes by to driver's right, and he gets past for the race lead. Let's see if Creed can answer back as this pair works their way off the end of Lakeshore Drive and gets ready for the right-hander turn four. Creed drives it deep into turn four, makes it stick. Same for turn number five, an incredible move by Sheldon Creed for the lead.
Jesse Love drop kick back to the number two spot, at least for the moment. Austin Hill and Jeb Burton, followed by Connor Zilich. He just made a move. He is coming up and into the number four position as he bypasses Jeb Burton. Connor Zilich on the mark to position number four.
That is a strong move for Connor Zilich now. He's got the leaders inside out the front of the race car. Next driver in line for Zilich will be Austin Hill. A tough cookie to pass for sure. Here's Austin Hill. Runs a clean line into turn number seven. Now turn eight. The Congress Plaza they go. The good race for the third spot.
Everybody battling for that spot behind the two leaders of Sheldon Creed and Jesse Love. Austin Hill has the third spot, but he has got Connor Zilich right on his back bumper.
Off the corner. Here they come. Final lap of stage two. Jesse Love, the new leader, brings him to the start-finish line. With Creed and Hill, they come down now off the corner. They work their way through turn 12. Final lap of stage two, headed to turn one.
Here they come into turn one. Sheldon Creed has played his strategic cards right. Now just has to hang on for one more lap. Jesse Love, though, is right there, keeping things interesting. There's also a good battle for the third spot. Connor Zilich working over Austin Hill.
Connor Zilich still trying to find a way to get by Hill. Hill hangs on to the third position for now as the leader comes back into turn number four. The Ford of Sheldon Creed leading the Chevrolet of Jesse Love as they work their way over to turn number five and they begin to charge up South Columbus.
Looking to ring the cash register and pile up some playoff points, stage points as they race their way downhill into turn number six. It's Sheldon Creed by a little more than a car length over Jesse Love. Here comes Zilich. He dials up the inside on Austin Hill. They're going to go side by side for third.
They are racing for the third position now, racing down the hill into turn number seven. Connor Zilich on the move, starting at the back of the pack earlier today. Zilich on the move as everybody's just trying to wrap up stage two.
Connor Zilich and Austin Hill continue to battle for that third spot. Meanwhile, up front, here is Jesse Love applying a little bit of pressure to the back bumper of the race leader, Sheldon Creed. They finish their run down South Michigan Avenue. Turn on East Jackson Drive, headed to turn 12.
They're going
to
make their way up off of the corner. They'll see the green and white checkered flag. Sheldon Creed gets off turn 12 cleanly. He will win stage number two of the Loop 110 here in Chicago. Finishing the stage second will be Jesse Love. Austin Hill will be third. Connor Zilich comes home fourth in the stage. Sammy Smith will take fifth. Jeb Burton to sixth. Josh Williams seventh. Justin Allgaier eighth. Brandon Jones ninth. And Thomas Annunziata finishes the stage in 10th.
Hi, Zoe Saldana. Welcome to T-Mobile. Here's your new iPhone 16 Pro on us.
Thanks. And here's my old phone to trade in.
You don't need a trade-in. When you switch to T-Mobile, we'll give you a new iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, we'll help you pay off your old phone up to $800, and you still get to keep it.
There's always a trade-in.
Not right now at T-Mobile.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma.
That's okay.
I don't really have much in my purse. Oh, let's see. Hand sanitizer? It's lavender.
I'm good. Seriously.
Let me check this pocket. Oh, mints?
Really, I'm fine.
Oh, I have raisins. I'm a mom. Wait one sec. I've got cupcakes in the car.
It's our best iPhone offer ever. Switch to T-Mobile. Get a new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. No trade-in needed. We'll even pay off your phone up to $800.
With 24 monthly bill credits, new line, $100 plus a month on experience beyond finance agreement, $999.99 and qualifying ported. For well-qualified plus tax and $10 connection charge, payout via virtual prepaid for below 15 days. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. See T-Mobile.com.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean. soybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Final stage of the race, presented by Goodyear, building tires for more than 125 years, from the track to the street, and in all conditions. Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
Pace car is picking up the field out on the course. Of course, pit road will be open here in just a moment. Chris Milner, do we expect any other curveballs from the pit lane before we take checkers today?
Well, at this point, Mike, I have no idea, because I think I've just seen about it all down here on pit road. But for the leaders, at least, I don't expect them to come down. You will see the Jeb Burt machine, who was last on pitted on lap number 7. He had no shot of making the end of this race, so this was the plan to get stage points. He will come down, so that'll at least move SVG up another position after rebounding the 13th. But now the game is saving fuel for those that pitted on lap 12 and lap 16. So obviously the ones on lap 12 need to do a better job. Checked in with Jesse Love's crew, as he's one of the front runners that last pitted on lap 12. He felt like he saved the most on that last run. So Danny Stockman still instructing him to do so. But again, fuel safe for much of the leaders. But you never know. There could be a curveball with a couple of drivers maybe thinking tires are the advantage in this final run.
A win for somebody who doesn't have one already could put you in the playoffs. As we come into today's race with 9 to go in the regular season, there was a tie for the final playoff position between Sheldon Creed and Ryan Sieg. Ryan Sieg will finish dead last today after problems on the track earlier. Not what he needed. The other thing is Sheldon Creed has gained 19 points in stages alone today. So Sheldon Creed and Ryan Sieg going different directions after taking the green flag tied.
And a footnote to the Sheldon Creed story, he is the only non-Chevrolet to finish in the top 8 in that stage. You've got the Ford of Creed, then you have 7 Chevrolets, the first Toyota on the leaderboard, Brandon Jones in 9th. So is a Chevy-heavy top 10 as we enter this final stage today.
Let's talk a little bit about Brandon Jones just for a moment, as pit road for the moment remains closed. Brandon Jones was about to get the black flag because the team lost all radio communication, and that's a safety thing. So they were going to black flag him, make them come in and diagnose and fix the radio problem. The caution flag then came out as pit road opens up right now. Caution flag came out at the perfect time. He was able to come in. The team was able to change the radio, work on the race car, do the routine pit stop, get him back out there. You mentioned Brandon Jones being the top Toyota right now in the number 9 position. They dodged some serious problems.
That would have totally killed their day right there if they had to come in and deal with that. But it's good that they got that problem resolved. They've got him squared away, and he's running right now in the top 10. Fuel comes into 12. Pit road is open, and Brandon Jones, one of the drivers that's going to come down the pit lane with others. These pit stops will happen with 31 laps complete. To Chris we go.
And Mike, as I mentioned, Jeff Burton into his box again, last pitted on lap 7. So we've got the stage points he needed, and now comes in for full service. Brandon Jones was a little bit of a curveball. Not sure if they packed it full of fuel on that lap 12 pit stop, because he was one that could potentially have stayed and saved fuel to the end. They're going to put one can of Sunoco fuel in, change 4 Goodyear Eagles, and he's down and away. Steve Post, anybody by you?
No, Carson Quapelsen, going to have to find out what the story is there. I had them in the category of racing to the end. So Carson Quapelsen and Ray Castro.